It is National 4-H Week, and on KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me today is Addison Renfro of Clear Creek 4-H Club of Cooper County. How are you, Addison?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
Kenny Renfro, and my grandma is Kathy Renfro.
How old are you?
11.
And how long have you been in 4-H?
This would be my third year counting Clover Kid.
You go to school where?
Pilot Grove.
What grade are you in?
Sixth.
What are some of the projects you've done in 4-H?
I've done scrapbooking. I did brick art. I did crocheting. And I've done cattle and pigs and hams.
So brick art, do you paint the bricks or do you use it and build things?
I paint them and then I stack them together with cement glue stuff.
Oh, okay.
I've done animals, like I've done a caterpillar for Clover Kid. And then I did a cow last year, and this year I did a Mr. and Mrs. Pig.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Pig, pretty cool. Okay, what's your favorite project you've done?
That's hard to say. Probably the animals, because I love working with them.
Have you won any awards in 4-H?
Yes, I got, of my first year of actual 4-H, I got the first girl of 4-H. I forgot what that award's called. And I've got junior herdsmanship.
What would you say 4-H has meant to you?
It's really taught me responsibility and how to take care of my own stuff.
If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would definitely 100% recommend it to them because it's really fun and you get to be a part of things and it teaches you responsibility, which what I said, and it's just really fun.
We've been visiting with Addison Renfro. She's with Clear Creek 4-H of Pilot Grove as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO.